The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, I mentioned Harley would give us an update on this. This is a terrible story I told you about earlier. 10 people found dead inside a tractor trailer, the victims of human traffickers. What is this about, Harley?
Well, this is literally about, you know, people who are smuggled across the country and across the border. This tractor trailer was found in San Antonio in a Walmart parking lot. Everyone in that tractor trailer was either dead or in bad shape. They took originally there were 8 people dead. They took 20 people to hospitals. Of course, a couple of them have since died. Apparently, we've got several people who are also injured.
So who are these people? Again, just fill us in. Who are these people? Not names, I'm saying. Are these people who've border hoppers?
Yes, absolutely. And as a matter of fact, these were people who had not been given any water. They typically pay money to these mules, if you will, these coyotes, as they're called, to bring them across.
Right.
And then when they get here, hopefully they're released into the population. At least that's their plan. That's their goal. That's their hope.
Yeah.
But sometimes a coyote will get here and something will spook him and he'll decide to run and leave the truck where it sits on the side of the road in a parking lot. And in San Antonio, we're talking 100-degree plus temperatures. It was 101 degrees just before 5 o'clock yesterday. Didn't go below 90 degrees until after 10 p.m. And in that truck, with the air conditioner in the back not working, and we don't even know if the light back there worked, these people were just in the worst kind of misery. And they just literally were baking to death.
Terrible. Just a quick one before you go on this new communications director at the White House.
Well, Anthony Scaramucci plans to turn things around. He's the new communications director. He says he's going to try to stop the West Wing leaks. If he can stop the leaks in the White House, he'll do a lot to making it easier to get work done, whether it's the White House's work or Congress's. Because people, you know, who work in the White House and who work in the broad government have been doing everything they can to try to hurt President Trump. Not everyone who works at the White House, of course, is someone he put in place.
No, that's right. Often Obama people.
They are career people.
That's it.
You know, they're people who are dedicated to the ongoing, keeping the swamp going.
That's it, keeping the swamp going. Well done, Harley.